Day 214. The last 10 pages should have covered all of my field notes and technical conjectures. This will be my last entry before attempting the quiescent flame forest in the morning. There is no doubt that I've discovered the ultimate in stagnant human societies. The Bikura have realized the human dream of immortality, and have paid for it with their humanity and their immortal souls. Edouard, I have spent so many hours wrestling with my faith, my lack of faith. But now, in this fearful corner of an all-but-forgotten world, riddled as I am with this loathsome parasite, I have somehow rediscovered a strength of belief the likes of which I have not known since you and I were boys. I now understand the need for faith. Pure, blind, fly-in-the-face-of-reason faith. As a small life preserver, in the wild and endless sea of a universe ruled by unfeeling laws and totally indifferent to the small, reasoning beings that inhabit it. Day after day I have tried to leave the cleft area, and day after day I have suffered pain so terrible that it has become a tangible part of my world, like the too small sun or the green and lapis sky. Pain has become my ally, my guardian angel, my remaining link with humanity. The cruciform does not like pain. Nor do I, but like the cruciform, I am willing to use it to serve my purposes. And I will do so consciously, not instinctively, like the mindless mass of alien tissue embedded in me. This thing only seeks a mindless avoidance of death by any means. I do not wish to die, but I welcome pain and death rather than an eternity of mindless life. Life is sacred. I still hold to that as a core element of the Church's thought and teachings these past 2,800 years, when life has been so cheap. But even more sacred is the soul. I realize now that what I was trying to do with the Armagas data was offer the Church not a rebirth, but only a transition to a false life such as these poor walking corpses inhabit. If the Church is meant to die, it must do so, but do so gloriously, in the full knowledge of its rebirth in Christ. It must go into the darkness, not willingly but well, bravely and firm of faith, like the millions who have gone before us, keeping faith with all those generations facing death in the isolated silence of death camps and nuclear fireballs and cancer wards and pogroms. Going into the darkness, if not hopefully, then prayerfully, that there is some reason for it all, something worth the price of all that pain, all those sacrifices. All those before us have gone into the darkness without assurance of logic or fact or persuasive theory, with only a slender thread of hope or the all-too-shakable conviction of faith. And if they have been able to sustain that slim hope in the face of darkness, then so must I, and so must the Church. I no longer believe that any surgery or treatment can cure me of this thing that infests me. But if someone can separate it, and study it, and destroy it, even at the cost of my death, I will be well satisfied. The flame forests are as quiet as they will ever be. To bed now. I leave before dawn. Day 215. There is no way out. 14 kilometers into the forest. Stray fires and bursts of current, but penetrable. 3 weeks of walking would have got me through. The cruciform will not let me go. The pain was like a heart attack that would not stop. Still I staggered forward, stumbling and crawling through the ash. Eventually, I lost consciousness. When I came to, I was crawling toward the cleft. I would turn away, walk a kilometer, crawl 50 meters, then lose consciousness again and awake back where I had started. All day this insane battle for my body went on. Before sunset, the Bikura entered the forest, found me 5 kilometers from the cleft, and carried me back. Dear Jesus, why have you let this be? There is no hope now, unless someone comes looking for me.